We give the time to Sister Jenny.
弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感觉好像久违大家了。
So I haven't seen you for a while.
而且坐在这边哈，刚听这首歌也觉得好像很久没有来到主的面前，没有面对面在主的面前，觉得很真的很羞愧。
And when we were singing this song, I really felt it's been quite a while. I haven't come to the Lord, and I feel kind of ashamed.
其实今天站在这里，我没有什么要，好像很荣耀的事情要在这边跟大家分享，而且是我觉得很多，可能要跟大家分享，就是说自己在主面前很多的失败和软弱。
And I'm standing here not to share my spiritual success, but instead my spiritual failure.
可是我觉得就最近几天来哈，主可能我觉得好像慢慢的在从这个失败软弱中让我见到一点点希望，实际上就是说我们的主还是在我们里面慢慢的刚强我们。
But this day I truly stand, even though I have failed, but the Lord has been gradually strengthened me.
所以我觉得我现在稍稍有一点点勇气，就是说把目光重新又试着来转向主，来寻求主在我里面的带领。
Therefore, I have a little courage now that helped me to turn to the Lord and seek His guidance.
不像前两次的做见证哈，我有丰富的准备，有什么？但是我觉得我准备是在里面。我觉得主对我每一天每一天的带领，每一天的教导，就让我有很多的话要讲。
I'm not well prepared like my previous testimonies, but I really feel this day the Lord is so full within me, and He's leading me about what to share.
大约是在二月份三月初的时候吧，我觉得我们开始经历一些很大的一些焦虑的事情就开始了。
And then starting about the end of this February and beginning of March, our family have experienced a lot of difficulties.
首先是冷晶的公司就说正式就通知，好像是说绿卡这个申请的过程已经不可行了。
At first, my husband's company notified him that there's probably no hope that they will apply for him to get a green card status.
这个对我们来说，首先对我来说是个很大的冲击。
To us, that's a big blow to our family.
我觉得在美国，我辛辛苦苦就是说一直在打拼，一直在努力。绿卡首先是一个第一个目标，就这样十年，差不多十年就这样 fail 掉了。
Because we had spent 10 years waiting to get a green card from his company, and we worked so hard these years, but it's like suddenly all the hope was gone.
紧接着，然后二月底的时候就接到了房东的一个通知。
And then towards the end of February, our landlord notified us.
让我们三月底就要 move out, 说 very personal reason, 我们必须 move out.
And because very personal reason, our landlord needs us to move out by the end of March.
然后就是我的同事在三月初的时候生小孩子，公司的所有的大大小小的事情一下子就扔到我一个人的头上。
And also in the beginning of March, my co-worker had to go on a maternity leave. Therefore, I became the only person carrying out a lot of responsibilities at work.
现在讲起来好像觉得好像没有那么严重了，可是当时在那个里面啊，就是在实际上两个星期之前，我的状态还是在一下子好像世界末日到了。
And you know, when I talk about it, it seems nothing, but at the time, I feel suddenly the world just caved in on us suddenly.
我每天要 overtime, 很基本上有时七八点钟是很正常的。
And it's very normal for me to work toward about 8 p.m. every day.
然后就是家里大大小小的事情就。我不知道应该怎么去做了，房子也没有着落，身份也没有着落，我就觉得我不知道我在做什么每天。
And then suddenly I feel I didn't know the purpose of my life anymore because we're gonna lose our place to live. There's no way we can get a green card and job is so busy. I didn't know what I was doing.
然后小孩子就开始两个同时生病。
The next thing is both of our children started to get sick.
每天我妈妈就说累的实在不行，就是她甚至跟我讲说我累的哈，已经就只是想哭。人如果已经累到只是想哭的程度，可想而知这个人已经都精疲力竭了。已经。
And my parents were so exhausted, and my mom told me I'm so tired to the point I only want to cry.
然后看到我每天就这样子，处在一个处于一种严重焦虑的状态中，好像我的人都已经。也都已经有点变态了。那我父母看到我这样子，我觉得他们可能也受到很大的一个感染，整个家庭就 不像个家的样子。
And therefore I live in great anxiety and that has impact on my parents. They worry so much about me and our family life no longer like a normal family life.
就是要讲这么多都是这些负面的东西，但是确实我是就是在这个很低谷的状态中就度过焦虑的度过每一天。
I'm so sorry to paint such a negative picture, but that was our condition in those days.
你知道人就是这样，第一个反应的就是说我怎么样去 struggle, 我一定要把这个不好的状态 work out, 就凭我自己的努力。
You know, initially my first reaction is that I need to work out with my own efforts.
就在这个时候也很巧哈。我曾经申请就是加拿大的一个backup, 我本来是申请加拿大绿卡作为 backup 的，就在那个时间一下就批准下来了。
And then one thing very interesting that happened is because previously as a backup plan, we have applied for the green card in Canada.
然后我这个人就是我觉得天生命里很不好的一点，我需要主来，可能也通过这段时间的一个经历来制作我。我就是凭自己的努力，第一个想法就是 ，OK， 这个下来了哈，那我就要那个 take it seriously。
Therefore, my first reaction is, okay, since I have this opportunity in Canada, I have to take this opportunity seriously.
那我就开始想。
So I thought,
既然这么巧合哈，在我失去这个绿卡这个申请可能的时候，这个加拿大的绿卡下来了，那我也没有经过太长时间的思考。好，那我就决定了，去加拿大，我再不必为这个美国的绿卡再去发愁了，我再也不想就是在这种焦虑的里面过每一天了。
Because the timing of the green card from Canada came in such a perfect timing, I felt that okay, let us forget about the green card in the United States. Let's all move to Canada.
我根本就没有什么，我根本就没有祷告。
I didn't even bother to pray.
也没有去寻求
，neither to seek God's guidance。
然后有一天晚上，我冷静在那睡觉，就一下冷静起来，我要跟你商量一件事。
And one night when we're sleeping, I suddenly said to my husband, "Wake up! I need to discuss something with you."
我说我决定了。
As I have made up my mind,
我们就直接去搬到加拿大。
We will migrate to Canada.
然后呢
？And then, 因为
他在公司里，我就认为他公司不给他办绿卡就是他的一个失败。
And because his company refused to apply a green card for him, I felt my husband had failed at job.
所以我就说 ，OK， 如果我们去加拿大呢，你和我们两个就各自走路也没有关系 ，I don't care.
And once we migrate to Canada, you know, we can go our separate way. I don't even care about you.
你愿意失败也好，你愿意成功也好，那是你自己的事情。
You can choose to succeed or fail. That's gonna be your personal matter.
我再也不想为你承担这种好像是很大的一个 burden.
And I really don't want to go on with you as if you're a big burden to me.
就在怎么讲？我们家庭的关系就又处在一个很僵的一个局面里面。
Therefore, in our spousal relationship, it was very difficult.
在这个期间呢，教会的弟兄姊妹也有找过我。
And during that period of time, brothers and sisters in the church came to talk to us.
我们一起祷告。
And we prayed together.
在祷告的里面呢，其实我觉得主很奇妙，他即使看到我们很刚硬的时候，也是充满了怜悯。
And I felt when we were praying together, even though we were so stubborn, but God was still filled with mercy.
在我们祷告和交通的过程中，主就给我很深的一个感动。
While I was praying and fellowship with Christians, and the Lord gave me this feeling deep within.
我做加拿大的决定是一个给我的第一个感动，就是说这是夏甲生的孩子。
And he let me feel the decision of going to Canada. It's just like the story in the Bible about Hagar gave birth for Abraham.
这不是主的旨意的，这没有主的旨意在里面。
Which means it's not according to God.
这样，但是即使有这个感动哈，我觉得人怎么讲，还是在那里边做自己的挣扎。
Even though I felt that way, I still struggled on my own.
那在这期间呢，公司也有跟我有找我谈过话。
And during that period of time, my boss talked to me.
就他对我的工作很满意，就说愿意不愿意 有什么困难让公司来解决，包括身份的问题。
Because he was satisfied with my job performance, so he wanted to make me happy. Said, "There is anything we can help you, including get your proper status here."
现在我就想啊，为什么人我们总是要相信自己眼见的东西。
Now looking back, I think men are miserable because we only believe in things we can see with our eyes.
在我看来，我的公司规模就根本就不大。
Because when I evaluate the size of my company's operation, it's really very trivial.
又是做 trading 的公司，这其实说说倒了就也就倒了。
And the nature of business is trading, and that can go away anytime.
就连个 warehouse 都没有，那你说这公司 OK bankruptcy 说说没有就 gone。
We don't even have a warehouse for inventory, so it can go out of business anytime.
所以我在想。根本不可能，我才不要在这公司办身份呢。
Therefore, I thought it's just impossible to get some kind of green card through this type of operation.
也许在我过程在办的过程中，在等待过程中，其实他就这个 business 就没有了，我去找谁呀、啊、
？Because it's very possible during the time of waiting for the green card to come to me, the business company may get out of business very soon.
所以我也就谢绝了。
So I declined my boss's offer.
虽然说弟兄姊妹在祷告的过程中呢，也是说建议我能不能去争取一下这个机会，那我还是觉得我相信我自己的感觉。
And even though brothers said while they were praying with me, they recommended me go pursue the opportunity. However, I insisted on my own efforts and my own way.
Okay, 这是我怎么样处理我的工作和这个身份的过程。
And this is the process how I deal with my job and my legal status application.
那我父母看小孩子太累了呢，那我就想办法来让他们解脱一下。
And another matter is that my parents, they were so exhausted taking care of our children on a daily basis. I thought, I better figure a way out.
我家对面刚过马路呢，那边有一个那个牧谷长老教会。我听朋友讲，那边有一个 preschool 很好。
And right across the street from our condo, there was this church nursery preschool. I heard people had a very kind comment about their operation.
Okay, 我就直接冲过去找他们 director 去谈。刚好有一个名额 available.
So I went across the street, talked to the director, and fortunately there was a space available.
那 director 跟我讲，哦，你很 lucky 啊，我们现在就只有一个名额可以招下小孩子。
And the director told me you're very lucky. We just have one opening.
我就回家拿了支票就写给人家。
So I went home and cut a check and gave to the director right away.
然后下个星期妞妞身体刚我们大女儿身体刚好一点，我就把她送过去。
And the very next Monday, I just brought my oldest daughter there immediately after she got better from the recent sickness.
然后第一天我接他下班，我下班接他回来的时候呢，他已经哭得没有声音了。
And the end of the first day when I pick her up, she already lost her voice because she cried too much.
然后接下来的一天一夜里面，他就整个这个人就像受了严重的刺激一样。
And the following day and night, she like was greatly dramatized.
每十分钟就突然间哭起来，妈妈哪去了
？She would cry every 10 minutes and say, "Where's mommy?"
然后夜里的时候会突然间哭醒，就说我要回家。
And in the midnight she will woke up and cry and said I want to go home.
可能每一个小时就刚睡下去就突然间就会噩梦中惊醒，就要不就问妈妈哪去了，妈妈再见。
About every hour,
妈妈再见，妈妈再见，就这样子。
And about every hour so in her sleep she would suddenly wake up and in tears and said where's mommy or say mommy goodbye.
我也有就把这种情况哈和家里人还有弟兄姊妹，有的弟兄姊妹来交通。
And I fellowship with this condition with my family members and some brothers and sisters in the church.
大家跟我讲，大家的感动都是说，他觉得他太小哈，没有 ready， 先不要再送过去了。
So maybe she is too young to be sent out.
那我不服气，我觉得这不是办法。
But I did not agree with their comments.
我第二次就把他送去了。
So I continue to send her over.
然后老师就跟我讲，老师说，这是 preschool 老师跟我讲，他说，他很 special， 就说如果家长在的情况下，因为我陪了他一个小时，他不停的在那边哭。
And the teacher finally told me, you know, your child is kind of special because while you are here for an hour long, she was still crying.
那我想，那既然我在那儿，他都哭，那我就干脆走掉吧。他也反正他也是哭哈，那我就走掉了。
To me, she's gonna cry anyway. I leave her alone.
把他再接回来的时候，又是声音全都哑掉了。
By the end of the day, when I pick her up, and she lost her voice again.
然后就是做噩梦，又开始。
And then the nightmare continued.
这次以后，我才开始想一想，我说。因为这个我讲这些东西可能是20分钟讲完了，可是这个是在我两三经历了基本上两个多月的，这是我两个多月的一个历程。
And I can finish the what happened in the 2 months in 20 minutes, but we have gone through in detail in the past 2 months.
小朋友在那边哭的那个样子，我做妈妈的我第一次哈觉得里面心痛的发抖。
And the way my child cried made me shake just by thinking of it.
我觉得我可能自己走过头了。
I thought maybe I have overdone it.
我没有凡事来寻求主。
And I did not bother to seek the Lord.
虽然说很心里还是很僵硬，但是我觉得主在我里面哈，就是打动了一下。
And even though I think my heart was still very hard, but the Lord has softened it a little bit.
我开始觉得就说，主我可能真的是得罪你了。
And the first time I felt that, Lord, maybe I really have offended you.
很多事情来临的时候，我到底有没有信你呢？
And do I truly have faith when difficulty comes?
我觉得真是不信是我们一个很大的恶心，是我们得罪神的很大的一点。
And I truly feel that this belief is something offending God very much.
我唱诗，我祷告，我去教会，但是事情真正来临的时候。那你在我心目中到底是什么位置呢？我觉得我没有把主放在我心目中。
Although I go to church, I sing songs there, I read Bibles, but when difficulty comes, where do I place you, Lord? Are you first?
我觉得我对我的小孩子能够心痛的发抖。那主，我们是主的孩子，那主看到我这么不顺服，看我这么经历生活中这么多的苦难的时候，主其实一样也是心里很发抖，也是很心痛。
And you know, I grieved over my children's reaction, and it's like it moved me to shake. And maybe my Lord, seeing my condition as His child, He probably feel equally sorrow.
就像姊妹跟我讲的，如果我们选择主给我们的道路，如果我们顺服在主的面前，我们愿意相信主会带领我们，主一定会负我们的责任。
Just like one Christian sister shared with us, if we truly believe the Lord and we obey His guidance, then He will take care of us.
但是我觉得我很大的问题，我是这边相信，这边不信。
But my problem is, I probably believe with my intellect, but not with my heart.
我害怕把我所有的问题交出去，让主来。来承担我的责任，我害怕，我怕，实际上还是不信呢。
It's like I don't believe, and neither was I dare to just trust God everything.
就在上个星期，有一个我给我一个以前的那个老板娘，哦，不是上个星期，是我们春季会的时候，我们在 San Gabriel 那边聚会，那我只是去了一个组织聚会而已。
And in the midst.April, when we had spring retreat in St. Gabriel, I went there on that Sunday.
然后看到了我以前的老板娘。
I saw my previous boss.
她也是我们的一个姊妹。
She also is a Christian lady among us.
那我们就聊到她家的那个保姆，那阿姨是我介绍过去的。
And so we started a chat, and we talked about the babysitter she had, which was referred by me before to her.
那他就跟我讲，他说他的女儿已经大了，那个阿姨可能不太需要了。
And she indicated to me, you know, my child has grown to a certain age that no longer need a babysitter.
哎，我就觉得主给我一个感动哈，我就给那个老太太打了个电话。
Therefore, I feel that maybe I should give her a call, so I called the babysitter.
那个老太太也是个老姊妹。
And this babysitter is also a senior Christian lady.
我就跟他讲讲，我现在我父母带小孩子就辛苦，我妈妈确实身体有病啊。
And I share with her our difficulty and how my parents are so exhausted, especially my mom's physical condition is not great.
我说你有没有可能，因为我已经知道我老板娘不会就是可以不让她在那边做了，那我就问她你可有没有可能来帮一帮我
？Since my previous boss no longer need this babysitter, so I asked her, can you come over and help us?
我说我也不是做生意的，我肯定可能给不了像那个姊妹给的这么多 那么多钱哈，我说我现在经济上也没有那么宽裕。
I said, you know, I'm not a rich businesswoman, so I'm not able to afford to pay you a lot.
老太太第一句话讲完了，我都傻在那边了。
And her reaction to my comment really surprised me.
她说 ，Jenny， 你不给我钱，我都帮你去看。
She said, Jenny, I will even help you with even if you don't pay me.
她说我不需要你付给我钱。
You don't have to pay me for this service.
哦，我里边很大的一个感动。
And I was so greatly moved.
我觉得我自己哈，在那边争取了半天，在那边辛苦跑来跑去的半天，主持上给我有这么好的预备，远超过所求所想。
Suddenly I realized, you know, I tried so hard to solve problems on my own without knowing the Lord has actually prepared for me something so nice.
我的主真的是怜悯我们里边的软弱，怜悯我们里边真的是对他不信。
And I think the Lord really has mercy on us, even has mercy on our disbelief.
在这个同时呢，我试着，因为我的心里好像有一点软下来了，我就试着去跟我的老板去怎么讲，讲一下我的身份的问题。
And while all these are happening, my heart gradually softened up, so I decided to talk to my boss again regarding the legal status.
因为上次是他主动找的我，是被我拒绝了，我就没有把他放在一边的，那这次是我主动去找他。
And because initially he came to me and offered his help, but I declined. But this time I went to him and talked about this.
我老板就很平静地跟我讲，说 Jenny, 如果你去找律师，如果说需要怎么做，公司会全力地支持你。
So he said, Jenny, go ahead, find help from some attorney, and whatever you need, we'll help you and support you all the way.
而且他说，如果你没有找到合适的律师，我可以给你介绍一个。
If you don't have any proper attorney, I can refer one to you.
实际上呢，就是家乡弟兄、弟兄姊妹他们已经给我 refer 一个我们教会自己的一个弟兄哈，是律师。
And there was this Christian brother in our own church, also is an attorney, and Brother Timothy and Mrs. Michelle refer him to me before.
可是我老板那么讲呢，我也不好意思说我自己已经现在正在找。那他说你要不要去我那边，去我那个律师那边去打听一下
？Because my boss kindly offered his attorney to help me, so I feel kind of embarrassed to refuse his help.
那我说也好啊。
I said sure.
那他一说这名字呢，刚好就是弟兄姊妹告诉我的律师。
And when he said the name of the attorney, it was exactly the same attorney, the Christian brother in our church.
你知道那种感觉就非常的，哎呦，真的是不可思议。
I cannot describe my feeling when I heard about that name.
我觉得不是，如果不是主在这边给我开路的话，怎么没有这么巧的事情？怎么会这么巧哈？您跟洛杉矶的律师大把。
Because there are so many attorneys in greater Los Angeles areas. Without the Lord helping us, it's impossible we are talking about the same attorney.
那我心里可能就有一点把握，就说主啊，真的是哈，若是你开路的话，那你肯定会负我完全的责任，那我就不需要在那边挣扎了那么久，我流了那么多的眼泪，我根本没有办法睡觉，我每天头痛的不得了。
And then because of that confirmation, my faith gradually to increase and feel the Lord, you really are in control. I shouldn't worry so much that I couldn't even sleep and I have so much headache.
过去我也经历过主在我身上的带领，也经历过，就是说也流泪骨，但是最后主也让我看到，就是说以欢喜的以笑容来结束这个十架的道路。
And in the past, I have experienced Lord how I may have shed a lot of tears, but He always helped me and ended my suffering with joy.
我说为什么这次在经历的时候，我还是要走以前的老路，就不能把眼光马上调转到主的面前呢？
And I don't know why this time I am still so stubborn. Instead of focusing on the Lord, I was still trying my own way.
就直到是这个两个星期的时候，我才慢慢的想，主啊，我真的感谢你哈，给我开路，让我能够很快的愿意，我就说有一点点愿意的心，愿意把自己放下来寻求你。
And finally, in the past 2 weeks, because the grace of the Lord, my heart was softened, and gradually I'm willing to let Him guide us, and I can witness what He has done.
讲实话哈，其实我现在还是处在这个自己的生命和主的生命，就是每天就这样焦灼的那个状态中，还是一有事情来了，我觉得还是这种状态。
And even till this day, honestly speaking, I'm still struggling my life versus God's life in me.
但是呢，我觉得很感谢主，最起码就是我们有路可走。就如果说我确实是失败的时候，我们有我们可以把目光调转到主的面前，我们有一个很好的出路。
We thank the Lord. I thank the Lord because even though I fail many times, but as long as I turn to Him, there is always a way out.
所以我觉得就在此时此刻呢，我愿意在主面前说，主，我愿意把我的主权再次交出来。
And therefore, at this moment, I'm willing to say to the Lord, I'm willing to trust you and let you have the full authority in my life.
虽然我有这么多的失败
，Even though I fail so often.
但是我觉得主你是在看顾我们，是在负我们完全的责任。
But I know you do watch over us and you take full control of our lives.
我愿意说每一次的失败在主面前呢都变得有价值。
And I pray every failure I have will earn me some values.
说主我们在主面前不管是失败不管是怎么样是软弱我们在主每一天在主面前每一天过的日子呢都可以算得了数。
And I pray, no matter I succeed or fail in my daily walk with you, every day I have lived will count in your eyes.
星期三的时候，必修是星期三。星期三的时候，我们中午和必修姊妹还有佳琪姊妹我们在一起哈，有一个我觉得很好的交通。
And in the past Wednesday, I had lunch with Janet and Beatrice, and we have wonderful fellowship then.
我觉得每一次和弟兄姊妹交通都会让我的心柔软很多。
Every time when I fellowship with brothers or sisters, my heart would be softened a little bit.
我愿意就说以这个小小的软下来的心呢来转向主。
And with that softened heart, I'm willing to turn to the Lord.
我和碧秋姊妹和佳琪姊妹交通就说我的软弱就像我今天给弟兄姊妹交通一样交通我的软弱也交通神在我的软弱的时候呢给我有足够的怜悯，有足够的带领。
I'm willing to share about my own weaknesses and how, in my all weaknesses, God still has mercy.
真的是说，万事互相效力，让爱神的得益，让爱神的人得益处。主只要看我们的心在哪里。
Just like the Bible says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. The key is where our heart is.
也就像弟兄姊妹在服侍我的时候跟我讲。其实环境在神手里和转向环境是再容易不过的事情但是神要看我们的心是不是愿意转向他
Just like our brothers and sisters have shared with us before you know, to God it's very easy to change our difficult situation but the problem is where our heart is
我感谢主哈给我这个机会和大家一起分享
And I'm thankful that I can be here to share with you
也再一次说在我经历的这段时间里面呢我再一次的体会到说主是我们生命的主
And in these days I truly experienced that the Lord is indeed the Lord of our life
其实今天早上我开车过来的时候那句话又在我的里面
On my way here this morning
先求神的国和神的义
The Lord spoke in my heart says seek first his kingdom and his righteousness
所以这段时间我觉得我现在已经怎么说就是靠着主的恩典我现在基本上还是处在一个很艰苦的过程中但是我现在我感觉整个感觉不一样了我不会说一个非常消极的一天到晚就是流着眼泪一个抱怨的心来在这个环境里面
And even though our difficult condition has not completely passedBut, you know, my attitude is so different. I'm no longer so passive and cry all the time and complain many times.
我觉得真的是每一次的打击都是真利益，主是为了我们，是为我们生命的好处。
And I can say every blow has its true benefit. God has a good purpose for that.
我现在我就在这个此时此刻，我愿意跟主说，你给我的良的环境，我现在我不愿意有抱怨了，我感谢主给我的环境。
Okay.And right at this moment, I'm willing to say to the Lord, says, Lord, I give thanks. I will no longer complain for what you have given to us.
我愿意在下面的时间里面让自己再安静下来能够让主的声音从我里面能出来。
And I pray that I will calm down even more so the life of the Lord can live out through me.
我觉得大家都是一样的就是地上的生活真的是有高山有低谷有眼泪 也有欢笑。
And I think we all experience similar things. There are valleys, there are hills, there are joys, there are tears in our life.
所以就是因为我们有主，所以在我们地上的生活里面，我觉得什么事情都可以靠着主我们刚强起来。
But by the grace of our Lord, we can do all things and we can be strengthened.
所以也借着我的失败和软弱，也借着主在我失败软弱里面对我的鼓励和刚强，我们大家一起来互相勉励。
So I want to encourage you, encourage myself through my failure, my weaknesses, also the grace and mercy in the process of God.
所以无论遇见大小的试探，不必灰心，万事总有主承担。就像今天我们唱的诗歌一样。
Just like verse 4 of the song we just sang. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all.
感谢大家，谢谢主。
Thank you and thank God. Thank the Lord.
这刚唱的那首诗歌哈，数算主的数主恩典。
And we just sang the song Count the Blessing.
好像感觉上好像每一年呢才来唱一次，到年终的时候一个总决算哈。
And this is the song we sang always toward the end of the year. Like now's the time to count all the blessings.
其实我们如果常常来数算恩典的话，我们就会得到力量。
But actually, it will be so much strengthened if we count the blessings all the time.
其实常常我们说烦恼的开始就是你信心开始的一个结束。
And many times people say the beginning of our worry, that's the end of our faith.
那你信心开始，在开始的时候，这烦恼就要终止。
And the beginning of our faith is also the ending of worry.
所以数算主的恩典就是信心能够维持的一个秘诀。
And this is the key to maintain our faith is to count blessings of God.
我很感谢主，在礼拜三的时候跟 Jenny 一起交通。
And I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to have fellowship with Jenny on Wednesday.
刚刚她还没到的时候，心里还觉得我自己默默祷告主，你要保守她。
And while she was still on her way, I pray in my heart, the Lord keep her safe to come here.
其实感谢我们的主，在这段时间，其实我呢，教会有很多的事情一直在发生。
And in these days, there are so many things happen to the Church of Walnut.
但是我更看见主一直来带领我们，他没有放过我们，他要陪着我们。
But at the same time, we see how the Lord never gave up on us, and He continued to lead us.
那天我跟 Jenny 说，其实主正要请福哈，所以他在扩充我们的度量。
And I was sharing with Jenny the other day, you know, the Lord is about to pour down His blessing. That's why He's expanding our capacity.
有时候我们觉得这条路真的是很困难，也很苦，好像满了泪水哈。
And there are times.We felt our journey is so difficult and filled with tears.
圣经也说他以艰难当饼，以困苦当水。
And the Bible has told us God will feed us with the bread of sufferings and the water of difficulty.
但主说他的恩典够我们用。
However, the Lord promised that His grace is sufficient for us.
我觉得自己常常在旅行当中，我喜欢沿途风光，我喜欢开始看。
And when I travel, I love to see the scenery.
不是说到了目的地才中间开始睡觉，到了目的地我们才来看个够。
Instead of sleeping all the way and start appreciating the scenery at destination.
所以我个人在像爬山的时候，我喜欢走到一段路回头看一看。
When I climb a mountain, I like to make sudden stop and just appreciate the scenery around me.
这样子当你看到这样美景的时候，你可以再往前，成为我再往前的力量。
When you see the beautiful scene around you, that will give you more strength to go up.
而且很特别，就每一个境地都有每到每一个步路都有一个新的境界。
And the scenery at every stage is different.
所以我们常常要来回顾。
Therefore, it's important to look back.
上星期是前弟兄在这里有一个见证。
And last Sunday, Brother Joseph gave his testimony here.
他是一个登山登到了上头，所以他来看全景。
And he has climbed to the peak, so he is able to tell us the overall view.
非常的宽阔，那见证起来，我们蛮就得到激励，也很有力量。
Because he had a panoramic view, so he can give us a very strong testimony.
我们心中真的满了感激。
And our hearts are therefore filled with thankfulness.
因为一路我们好像与他一同经历。
Because all the way up, we climbed with our brother.
就世人的眼光来看，这是钱家的事，是钱家儿子要换肾。
And in the eyes of the world people, this is probably just a matter belongs to the house of Chan, a brother Joseph's.
但就我们而言，这是神家的事。
But to us, this is a matter happened in the house of God.
这是神家每一个人要一同去面对的一件
事。And therefore, every member in the house of God will carry the burden together.
因为基督的身体在你所遭遇的这件事上。
Because the body of Christ, in his experience,
是你去面对环境，但是整个教会身体是你的背，你的靠山。
It's the support behind this challenge.
所以还记得前弟兄要去中国的时候，当然决定要不要去，是我们开了一个家庭神家的会议。
And I remember even when he was about to make a decision whether to go to China for transplant or not, entire church had a meeting.
然后决定要不要去。
To make a decision whether he should go or not.
这是每一个人摆上在这段期间摆上祷告，摆上我想很多人流泪祷告，为着这个家来好守望。
And in the process, many of us prayed even in tears to stay watchful for this house.
一直到弟兄回来，我们就来经历同喜同忧，来同感谢。
And then we go through the suffering with him, and when he returns, we rejoice together and offer thanks to God together.
所以这个艰难饼困苦水再次叫这身体可以成长。
And therefore the bread of difficulties and the water of suffering help the body of Christ to grow.
那 Jenny 我就但是在跟这次跟 Jenny 在交通的时候我就邀请她我们在中途我们回顾一下。
And while I was fellowshipping with Jenny this Wednesday, I thought I should invite her to share this testimony. It's like she climbed halfway, but it's a good time to look around.
来看看主带领的脚踪。
To see how in the past God has led her up to that point.
然后让我们重新得力再来走前面的路。
And in order to help her to get more strength to go up.
其实不知道这个高度是多高。
We had no idea the elevation of this trip for her.
但是我们不放过每一段主带领的最好的风景。
But we cherish every stage in this journey.
我觉得在这个过程当中，我常常想到，当一个阴影很大的时候，你可以有两个看见。
And you know, sometimes when shadow hover over us, we can have two choices.
一个是这个建筑物的高度，一个是光从哪里来。
And one is to determine what caused the shadow to come upon us, and the other one is what's the source of the light behind the shadow.
所以我们越在幽谷里面
Maybe we're deep down in the valley,
而主要把我们建得更高
But God intends to build us even higher.
但是我们可以看见光从哪里来
So we can see where the source of light is from.
主真的与我们同在
And we know the Lord is truly with us.
所以当我邀请 Jenny 来回顾的时候
So when I invite her to share it and look back,
她一口就答应了。
She agreed right away.
所以我真的心里很感谢主。
And I was so thankful to the Lord.
我告诉她，其实很多人在这件事上，就是神也是神家的事，他们家的事，人家的事也是我们神家的事。
And I shared with her, even though this seems to be a matter in your household, but actually it's a matter in God's household.
很多人在这件事上摆上祷告，摆上关心。
Many people have cared about them, and many people have prayed for them.
所以今天呢，在这里，当再来数算恩典的时候，我想我们每一个人都得到一个激励。
So when she's counting her blessings here, we are all encouraged.
这就是基督的身体。
This is the principle in the body of Christ.
所以我们真的可以把事情都带到神的面前，带到神的家中来。
Therefore, we can always bring everything to the house of God.
万事都互相效力，只有谁得到益处。
In all things, God works for the good. For who?
只有爱神的人。
For whom loves God.
只有爱神的人可以得到益处。
For those who love God will be benefited.
但是这些人是按神旨意被造的人。
For these are the people who have been called according to God's purpose.
其实在我们身上神都有一个旨意。
And on each one of us, God has a purpose.
我们就是为此被造的。
And that's for that very purpose you and I are called.
所以我们成为神家的人。
So we are now a member of God's house.
那我们是不是爱神的人呢？
Then can we say we are people who love God?
我们会说是。
We can say yes.
因为爱神是我们的生命。
Because we have a life that loves God.
每一个人身上都有这个 DNA.
And everybody in God's house has that kind of DNA.
从我们重生一直到现在，这个一直在我们的里面。
Ever since the point we were reborn until this point.
所以我们有一个爱神的生命。
Therefore we know we have a life inside that loves God.
但是我们表现出来好像不是这么一回事。
So the problem is our manifestation doesn't seem to agree with that.
我有时候喜欢看观察哈，那个坐下来看到路人的情况，看到一些情景。
I like to sit by the roadside and observe the pedestrians.
我常常看到很多时候有等人的情况。
And I saw many times people standing there waiting for others.
可能是一对恋人在互相等候。
And maybe lovers waiting for their partner.
我想他们是相爱的。
And I could tell they were in love.
但是见面的时候就是吵起来，因为应该大概是等很久了。
However, when they see each other, oftentimes they start with quarrel because one party had waited for a long time.
那我们也是这样，我们既然爱神，但是我觉得我们常常让神来等我们。
In the same manner, many times we love God, but we make God wait for us.
神等着要向我们说话。
God waited to talk to us.
神等着要施恩给我们。
God waits to pour down His blessings on us.
神等着要来爱我们。
God waits to love us.
但我们总是迟到。
But the problem is, we oftentimes are late.
错过很多的恩典。
And miss many blessings.
所以我们说爱神，我们就要及时。
Therefore, we should say, you want to love God, love Him in time.
我们要体贴他的心。
And to be understanding and sympathetic to His feelings.
所以我们能够爱神。
So that we can love Him.
爱神的家。
Love His family.
爱神家里的人。
Love people in His house.
既然在行走的时候，这同伴我觉得相当的重要。
And since we're on this journey together, it's important to have companions.
要彼此扶持，彼此在登山的过程中，尤其你彼此扶持，彼此帮助。不知道什么时候你有的软弱。
And we need to support each other because we don't know when we'll become weak.
上两星期我在一个韩国教会里面有一星期的跟他们一起有一些训练。
And I attended a special week-long training held by a Korean church 2 weeks ago.
这是一个很好的追求的机会。
And that was such a wonderful pursuit opportunity for me.
那其中有一个见证非常的感动我。
And I was greatly touched by one of the testimonies I heard.
他讲到一个弟兄，他在服事上，在他的工作上，在家庭中面临了很大的困境。
And one brother mentioned that while he was experiencing a lot of difficulties at work, at home, even in his service in church.
他来到教会当中告诉负责弟兄。
So he went to church and told the leaders.
他没有办法再服侍。
That he could no longer serve.
他可能要离开。
He wanted to resign.
他对主绝望了。
Because he had lost hope.
因为环境对他来讲非常的困难。
Because he was in such a difficult situation.
那这个弟兄告诉他，你先不要做决定。
Yet the leader brother told him, don't make your decision so hastily.
你回去好好的把能够与你同心、同祷告、同流泪的人，把他的名单写下来。
Please at least go home and try to list out the name of brothers or sister who you know will pray with you and feel together with you.
他回去真的就列了一个名单。
So he obeyed and went home, tried to list.
他发现他一列下来有100多个人。
And to his surprise, he was able to put down over 100 names.
因为这个教会是很大，所以他每一个小组一直换，所以他有100多人可以跟他同心、同流泪、同祷告的人。
Was in such a big church, and he was rotating different cell groups, so he came to know so many brothers and sisters who would pray with him in tears.
他突然得到一个力量，他觉得他可以再继续走，因为他这么多的同伴成为他的后盾。
And looking at the list, he was suddenly strengthened. He felt that he could go on because he had so many companions.
你可能会说我找不到100个人。
And you may say, I don't think I can list 100 names.
其实我们加起来都不到100人。
But we don't even have 100 members in this church.
但是主说，如果你们中间有2个人在地上同心合意的求神，什么事他都要成就。
But God has promised if you can find one other person or more to pray with you in one accord.
这是主给我们的一个应许。
Whatever you ask will be done for you. This is
a promise. 2-3个人聚集，他就与我们同在。
And when 2 or 3 gather in my name, I will be in their midst.
所以我觉得在家庭中真的神预备了一个很好的地方，就是夫妻2个人是最好的。
Therefore, I would say the spousal relationship is the best combination.
我记得在一个姊妹聚会的时候，我跟一个姊妹说，你要在家里中与丈夫一起祷告。
One time I encouraged a sister that you should pray with your husband at home.
她刚得救不久。
She was a newly saved Christian.
那她也提出来，一开始很难。
And she said, you know, it's pretty difficult.
后来这个，她发现弟兄一个改变，带她弟兄来找她。
After a while, she noticed that her husband, which is also a Christian, had some change because he came to talk to her about it.
每天时间一到，他说我们一起来祷告。
When it's time for a praying together, he will come to her and say, "Let's pray."
这是一个很大的祝福。
And that is such a blessing to them.
我们常说一个家庭是一个正的三角形哈。
And many times we say, you know, the relationship in a family is like a triangle.
主在这里，在上面。
And the Lord is on the top.
丈夫、妻子。
And then husband and wife.
什么时候我们一起？亲近主的时候，两个的关系就越靠近。
Whenever we come close to the Lord, the distance between the husband and wife get close too.
所以这是家庭一个很重要的一个秘诀，家庭祭坛。
And therefore, to have family altar is a very important thing.
不晓得你们现在知不知道，米歇尔现在坐在这里是坐在一个椅子上哈。
Can you tell Michelle is actually sitting down not standing?
就是所有爱神的人，其实都有个侍奉的 DNA 在我们的里面。
And because for those who love the Lord, we'll have the heart to serve.
我们要来侍奉他。
We want to serve Him.
你们可能不知道，他前三天前礼拜四才开过刀哈，弄过手术。
She just had a little surgery 3 days ago.
但是他。欢乐的来侍奉神。
But with gladness she comes to serve.
我还记得礼拜三住在他们晚上在他们家的时候。
Wednesday night when I stay over in their house.
他召聚了他的孩子来到他的来一起在面前。
She gathered her children together.
他们来到神的面前，将所有大小的事，所要面对的事来告诉神。
And they tell God everything they are facing.
他们要面对什么事
？What were things they were facing?
梁弟兄的孩子的父亲正在中国。
Because Timothy, the father of the children, were in China.
每天换不同的地方。
Because he had to travel from place to place.
母亲正要明天一早要开刀。
And the mother was about to have a surgery next morning.
大女儿面对重要的考试。
And Priscilla had a big test coming up next day.
外婆的保姆临时回中国。
And the grandma's caretaker had to leave urgently for China.
有这么多的事情。
Like there were so many things happen suddenly.
但是他当他召聚孩子来到神面前的时候。
So when she gathered her children to come to God together.
我们在一起祷告。
We prayed together.
你知道主垂听了我们的祷告。
And the Lord has heard our prayer.
这是家庭祭坛。
And that's.
我想孩子从小也经历怎么样神在家中。怎么样来赐下他的恩典
？And I think that's good because children can experience how God blesses His family.
孩子在这个家庭中，也在恩典中被建造。
So kids are built up together in the grace of God.
我觉得这是一个很特别，我们基督徒，我们所有在家庭中我们需要的。
And I think it's something every Christian family will need to have.
与你的，就是与妻子、丈夫要在一起，要跟孩子一起祷告。
And husband, wife, and children pray together.
那个萱姊妹，我们在就是说，在她那天去开刀的时候，有个很特别的事情，你现在看不出来她哈，但是那天进去祷告的时候，进去开刀的时候，她告诉我，她的医生是一个印度医生。
And before she was taken into the surgery, Michelle told me that her surgeon was Indian.
没有笑容的，不会笑。
He rarely smiles.
他说他如果出来他告诉我说开刀出来他如果一直笑着表示没事哈，如果不笑那表示可能有一些问题。
I said, you know, when the doctor came out to talk to you, in the waiting room, if he smiles, that means everything's fine. If he doesn't, then maybe something's wrong.
他后来说但是他不太会笑。
Then I said, Michelle said, come to think of it, he doesn't really smile.
但是我在那天当开完刀出来的时候他笑了。
But when he came out of surgery, he smiled at me.
然后我们交通的时候，我们说他不是不会笑吗？但是他笑了。
And so while we were talking, I asked Michelle, didn't you say he doesn't smile, but he actually smiled?
我们想起来，其实在我们在祷告聚会中，我们把这件事交给主的时候是这样祷告的。
And then we remember how we pray in the prayer meeting for Michelle.
我们说求主亲自来操刀。
And the Lord, you come to perform the surgery yourself.
我想这医生从来没有经历这么顺的开刀过哈。
Therefore, we believe because the surgeon never had such a smooth operation before.
因为他的时间比预期的还要早。
Because he, the time he spent was much shorter than he anticipated.
所以这是我们的神。
So this is the kind of God we have.
我们要晓得他是神。
We have to know that he is God.
当恢复隔天的时候，这个精神他的医生进来的时候，他问他说：“我们两个，你看哪一个是病人？”
When we were about to check out, the doctor came in and we challenged him. Said, "Guess who's the patient?"
医生认不出来
And he couldn't really tell.
所以看见其实所有的 医治，神是医治我们，负我们责任的。
Therefore, we can say God indeed heals us, and He's responsible for us.
有时候我们因为小信，我们就不相信主会做。
Many times because of our little faith, we don't believe that God can do it.
就常常觉得爱神的人，他就乐意来侍奉。
And for those who love God, will love to serve.
所以要看重每一次侍奉的机会。
Therefore, cherish every opportunity that we can serve Him.
做一个见证，在春令会的时候，我们由东区来负责。领诗歌。
And I want to share a testimony with you. In the past spring retreat in April, and on one night it was our turn, one of the church's turn to lead worship.
我从来没有想过我们在那里领诗歌的时候会感动人的心。
And I really thought about our worship will move people's heart.
但是就在我们献诗在那里唱歌，在那里敬拜神的时候，有两个灵魂被摸着了。
While we were serving in the worship service,There were two souls down there were greatly touched.
这对姐弟呢
It was a sister and a younger brother.
在过去的这个星期受浸。
And these two people were baptized in the past Sunday.
这是一个很特别，他后来分享的时候，他们是在我们唱诗的时候看见那个坚定，震惊了他们的心。
And they shared with us they were so shaken by the firmness in our service.
所以我们相不相信主是神？
So we have to know our God is God.
我们是不是坚定的相信他是我们的主？
Do we firmly believe He is our Lord?
这个会打动人的心。
When we do, that will move the heart.
会攻下那个城垒。
And collect many strongholds.
这个姐姐很特别，她在两个星期前专程从北京来到美国。
And between the two, one of the older sisters came from Beijing.To hear specific for her younger brother.
她是来探望这个弟弟的。
To visit her younger brother.
那弟弟是住在家庭旅馆里面，很辛苦的。
And this brother worked very hard and living in those cheap motel.
所以他来到，他说我们要找一个房子，所以他们没有休息就开始找房子。
When she saw what happened, she said, "We need to find a place for you." So they start looking for a place to stay.
他找到西区一个弟兄家，就在 Lowland High， 他看见了。他就去找，就打电话给他。
It just so happened they found a place in it's a room available in our Christian brothers condo.
黄宝林弟兄，他一到的时候，他说我们他说哦，你们来了，好，那就住下。他们很震惊。
And they arrived in the condo, and then the Christian brother Brian says, "Okay, come stay."
他把钥匙给他，他就去上班，门也都没关。
And he handed him the key, and he left for work, not even locked the door.
他说：“你们还是关着吧，这个你的东西在你的房子。”他说：“没关系，我是祷告来的。”
And they said, "You know, don't you want to lock your own master bedroom?" He said, "It's okay, I pray so that you have come here."
这件事也在他们的里面。
And that his behavior has imprinted in their heart.
他说：“这样的事也要祷告。”
They said, "You know, you even pray for getting a roommate."
他说是，要不然我怎么知道什么人住进我的家？
He said, "Of course. Otherwise, how do I know what kind of people I receive into my house?"
所以在隔天我们的春令会的时候，这弟兄就邀请他，我们明天有聚会，你愿不愿意一起去？
And the very next day was our spring retreat, so our brother was the landlord invited to come to St. Gabriel Church.
他们也很单纯，他们就到了教会去。
And with a simple heart, they accepted the invitation and came to church.
然后就遇见主了。
And then that's how they met the Lord.
哎呀，每次跟这个姐弟俩有交通的时候，心里就火热。
And every time when I talk to them, I felt the fire in them.
他们是那一团火哈。
They were like a firmly burned fire.
他受浸那一天呢，他们就起来祷告。
And when they were baptized,they actually started praying in the pool.
然后就开始说个不停，一直数算神的恩典。
They started count the blessings.
他打电话回家，他妈妈说：“你别再说了，你怎么回事
？”And when they call home, their mom said, "Okay, stop talking about Jesus. What's wrong with you guys?"
但是感谢主，他在礼拜三的时候回中国。
And last Wednesday, the sister returned to China.
他打电话回来。
And she called us back upon her arrival.
他全家都愿意受浸。
She said, "My whole family are willing to be baptized."
所以我们不知道这个影响是怎么多大。
Many times we don't know the impact of our.
当我们站在我们的位置上，忠心我们的服事的时候
，When we are faithful doing our little service，
神真的要做事。
God can do work。
因着这两个灵魂的得救
，And because these two souls were saved，
她是一个传福音的一个器皿。
She became a vessel that preaches gospel.
碰到她就得救，碰到她就得救。
And whoever comes into contact with her will be saved.
这是很特别的一个姊妹。
It's a very unique sister.
我们感谢主，把她这样的贵重的器皿放在教会当中。
And we thank the Lord for placing such a precious vessel in His own house.
所以我们当我们在回顾我们这一生，我们真的是。主负我们一生的责任。
When we look back, we can say the Lord has been fully responsible for us.
在这个，我在寻求，我们要就在这段日子，神给我们合适的话，我要来激励我们再往前。
And this day, when I wait before the Lord to find out what He wants to say in order to encourage one another,
那里面就是一个感觉，要感谢。
And the feeling I have from the Lord is to give thanks and praise.
这真的是最好的秘诀、啊、
For that is
indeed. 当我们一赞美的时候，神的宝座就设立在这里。
Because whenever we praise God, His throne will be set right in our midst.
仇敌就逃跑。
And our enemies will flee.
所以我就一个感动，我就选了诗篇一百篇。
That's why I choose Psalm 100 here.
我们要来赞美主。
So that we can give Him praise.
我们把诗那个一节到五节，我们来念一起念。
Can we read Psalm 100 verses 1 to 5 together?
我希望大家是很有把握的来念。
Let's read with confidence.
在这个那个节目单上面有。
It's been printed out for you on the pink program sheet.
我们要很把握的来念，他是我们的神。
And let's read with assurance that knowing He is our God.
他是造我们的神。
He is the God who made us.
他是我们的牧者。
He's also our shepherd.
我们要来念。
And let's read it together.
就是念到我们的心里面。
And read it into our hearts.
真实相信他是我们的主。
Believing that He is indeed our Lord.
我们一起同声来念。
Let's read it together.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
To the Lord.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神。我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
在
两年前。我刚到刚刚在西区服事的时候，有一次祷告聚会。
And 2 years ago, when I first arrived in St. Gabriel Church, I attended their prayer meeting.
有一个姊妹哭丧的脸来到聚会当中。
I remember there was a Christian lady came with a long face.
因为她面临很大的困境，她医生检查她癌症第三期。
Because she encountered great difficulty, doctor has diagnosed that she is at the third stage of her cancer.
她很无助地来到教会当中寻求帮助。
She came to church helplessly to seek help.
但是到我们春令会那时候，有一个她买来一个蛋糕。
And in the past spring retreat, she came and bought a big cake.
因为她65次的化疗已经结束。
Because she has just finished the 65 times chemotherapy.
所以她非常的感恩，也感谢弟兄姊妹。
She was very thankful, and she was thankful to God and brothers and sisters.
我常常想起这个姊妹的时候，每次看到她都是非常的喜乐。
And now recalling, whenever I saw her, she has a smiley and joyful face.
除了第一次来看见她是那种愁容，那种痛苦以外，不再有这种愁容。
Only the first time when I saw her, when she first came to church for help, and I don't see that sorrowful face anymore after
that. 她每次进到神的家，那是称谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院，感谢称颂他的名。
And she reminds me the verse here for, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
这姊妹是一个很特别，她说现在不需要化疗，她有余，她就去帮助跟她同样有这样困难的。的弟兄姊妹。
She said because she no longer needs to go through chemotherapy anymore, so she has more time and strength to help those who are going through the same process.
甚至到餐馆打工，她愿意把自己所得着的恩典更多的分出去。
And she was willing to work in local restaurants so that she can share what she has experienced with others.
她就是乐意的来侍奉神。
So with gladness, she serves God.
所以我们为什么我们可以来侍奉？因为我们神的生命在我们的里面，他的爱很深，他的恩典是这样的广大。
And the reason why we can serve is because God lives inside of us. His love is great and His grace is abundant.
我们真的很感谢主。常常我们在数算恩典的时候，在看见所有周遭我们的弟兄姊妹他们所经历的，都真的是成为我们的激励。
Therefore, when we start counting blessings on us and on people around us, we are greatly encouraged.
我们在要真是要认识主，他是善的。
We have to know that our God is good.
他对我们是慈爱的。
And His love endures forever.
他是信实的。
And He's faithful.
我们每一个祷告他都没有推诿。
And He always listens to every prayer.
我们再来数算，没有一个祷告他没有听。
And if you count all the blessings, you realize that He heard every prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要摆进来。
Therefore, let's put ourselves in.
进到神的家中。
Put ourselves in the house of God.
这样在恩典的建造中，你就不会失落。
So that you will not be lost.
你有你那一份。
Because you have your own function in God's house.
在患难当中，我们还是要喜乐。
And rejoice even in difficulty.
我们还要来感谢。
Still offer thanks to God.
还要来赞美。
And give Him thanks.
所以这里说讲到主神在耶稣基督里向我们有一个旨意。
And therefore the last verse here says, God has a will for us in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐。
Which is to be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
And pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这是一个很特别，凡事谢恩。
To be joyful always.
它不是说你遇到好事顺境的时候才来谢恩。
To give thanks in all circumstances, not just to give thanks when things go well.
乃是我们凡事要谢恩。
But in all circumstances.
我跟一个姊妹所住的这家，我们常常接待一些刚信主或是福音朋友。
And I live with a Christian sister. We like to receive.New believers or brothers and sisters in our house.
看见他们就很单纯，就接受，然后就相信。
And that many times we witness how they just accept Jesus with a simple faith.
我们心就得到激励。
Oh, our hearts were greatly encouraged.
就在上个月有一个姊妹，她在这里得救以后，神告诉她应该回到家与先生团聚。
And there was this sister who was saved last month, and after she was saved, God told her to go home to unite with her husband.
所以她就回去了。
So she returned home.
来预备申请加拿大的身份。
And was ready to apply to get a legal status stay in Canada.
但是被拒绝。
But their request was rejected.
但是感谢主，她说她还是感谢她有主。
But she reacted with a thankful heart. She said, I'm thankful because I still have the Lord.
就像 Jenny 姊妹说的，她有一个出路。
Just like what Jenny has shared, we always have a way out.
主一定有另外的安排。
God will make other arrangements.
所以我们真的是凡事谢恩。
Therefore, we can give thanks in all circumstances.
我们要常常喜乐。
And be joyful always.
我看见我们来到神的家中，常常脸是下垂的。
And sometimes we come with a long face.
没有喜乐。
Without joy.
不晓得为什么。
I don't know why.
所以我们要常常喜乐。
But be joyful always.
没有喜乐就来数算恩典。
If you don't have joy, start to count your blessings.
我们要喜乐。
So that we can be joyful.
所以要常常喜乐，不住祷告。
And then pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
因为主常常祝福他的教会。
Because God blesses His church all the time.
叫我们在这恩典中被建造。
So that we can build up together in His grace.
我们要在祷告中彼此纪念。
And let's remember one another in our prayer.
软弱的我们要扶持。
For those who are weak, let's help them.
尤其我们特别要在为带领我们的梁弟兄的这家来祷告。
And pray often for the family of Timothy.
有时候当我们要刚强站住的时候，孩子好像就被成为攻击的对象。
Sometimes when we try to stand firm for God, our kids may be under attack.
当昨天那个冷弟兄他们家他说孩子又发烧的时候。
And yesterday when Brother Lin told us that his kids had fever again.
我们心里常觉得我们没有好好的为这个家来守望。
And I felt that I have come short to stay watchful for them.
他的父母要来侍奉主。
And his parents, because the kids' parents want to serve God.
在这里站住的时候。
And they try to stand up for the Lord.
他说孩子就成为 攻击的对象。
Many times kids will be under attack.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
我们真的要摆上我们的祷告。
We have to offer our prayer.
守望神的家。
To stay watchful.
守望每一个弟兄姊妹的家。
To stay watchful for every family.
因为我们是这个家的一份子。
Because we are
没有闲站的，也没有观望的。
Of this house, let there be no bystander.
这样神才能够倾覆下来。
So then God can pour down His blood.
当神来扩充我们度量的时候，他就请大福下来。
And when God expands our capacity, He intends to pour down greater blessing.
没有祝福是我们因为我们没有办法去承受。
And if we feel that we have experienced no blessing because we are not ready.
所以我们来一个挑战，我们把我们自己都摆上。
So why don't we challenge ourselves, put ourselves into God's house?
要爱神。
To love God.
要爱神的家。
Love God's household.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because in all things, God works for good for those who love Him.
每一件事都在为神的儿女效力。
Because everything will work for the good for children of God.
但是只有爱神的人得益处。
But only those who love God will receive the benefit.
有这么多人为全弟兄这件事情来效力。
There are so many people were working together for Brother Joseph.
不管是医生或是各样的圣员，各样的预备。
And no matter they're doctors, nurses, even the source of the kidney.
但只有我们得到益处。
But only we receive the true benefit.
我们知道这件事是神所做的。
And we know this is something done by God.
我们知道这源头呢是从神来的。
We know the source of this blessing is God.
所以我们要感谢主。
So we should thank God for it.
因为他的信他是本为善，慈爱到永远。
For、
他的信实直到万代。
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever, and His faithfulness continues through all generations.
我们要相信他是神。
So we have to believe that He is God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord for that.